Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jesus just left Chicago, and it's not for New Orleans.
Little Texas Blues bringing us back. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bottomlinepersonal.com, right, Sarah?
Bottomlinepersonal.com, bottomlineinc.com is the corporate website.
And that's Sarah Heiner, folks. She's the president, CEO of Bottom Line Publications, a small business public publishing company. Support them, ladies and gentlemen. That's one of the reasons, besides the fact that Sarah is one of the coolest people I've ever met. We like having her on because they're small businesses, just like you and me. This is a periodical there. Bottom Line Personal is a periodical. Comes out every couple of weeks, and it's chock full of good stuff. We've been talking about how to get a refund from your airline in the last segment. Sarah, busy people, do they have a secret about how to get more done?
Doesn't it always amaze you how the busiest people get the most done?
Yeah. What's the deal with that?
Well, I think there's some certain tactics that they have. So we talked to a New York Times reporter who had done interviews with tons of generals, CEOs, all sorts of people. So he narrowed it down, broke it down into some key tactics that, you know, patterns that the most successful and the busiest people actually employ in their lives to be more successful. So one of the first things, and again, this isn't rocket science, Jim. That's always the fascinating thing to me. So one of the first things that you should do is just make small choices, right? Because if you look at a task, it can be overwhelming. I want to get a new job. I want to acquire a business. You had a segment before about health insurance, right? I want to research health insurance. And suddenly you don't know where to start. So if you break things down into smaller, achievable tasks, then you're able to get a little bit of momentum, and it's easier to continue.
There's so many ancillary benefits from what you just said. It's amazing. One of my mentors said to me one time, make lots of decisions. He said the more decisions you make, the smaller they will be. And if you know what you're doing, you'll make most of them right. But when you're wrong, it won't take the house down.
It's true. That's a really good strategy. It's a good point. Yeah. But bit by bit, you know, one thing, first step, you know, get the phone numbers of insurance companies. That's all.
But what happens to too many people is they wait to make a decision. They can't make decisions. Some people can't make decisions, and they just have a hard time with that. And they wait so long that by the time they must make a decision, it's a big hairy one.
Yeah. People have hard times with decisions for all sorts of reasons. Sometimes they get analysis paralysis, just too much information, which actually is another tactic of these people, which is watching out for information overload.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you just have too many choices, and you don't know where to start, right? So one tactic is cut down your choices. So if you have five things you're trying to decide between, knock out one or two off the bat.
Right.
Like, is there just outliers? Just take them off the plate so that it doesn't distract you.
If one of the things that's helped me make a decision maker is being so darned opinionated, Sarah. And I'm sure you don't know anything about this, but you know, when you it doesn't take me long to look at something and say I like that, I don't like that.
Well, that's good. You know, you're being opinionated and you're a quick decision maker, but not everybody is that confident.
But you can learn to be that way though, you can get things out of your way.
You can get things out of your way. Again, you can make it, you know, make the steps easier for making that decision. One other thing you can do, again, some people, part of it's motivation. You're still motivated and driven, and you always know where you're going and the context of your decisions. Sometimes people get lost because they forget why they're doing it. So if you connect to a larger purpose, right,
my banker calls me every morning and reminds me why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Well, that's okay. You know what? Fine.
Either my banker or my wife, one or the other, gets to me first and says, this is why you're working today.
Well, it's true. You know, frankly, I have a saying at work. As we work on, you know, constant transformation in the multimedia industry, I always tell people, go sell something today.
Yeah.
That's what you're in the business of.
Go. Right.
I mean, we're in the business of providing useful information for people, but I got to pay the bills.
That's right.
So I tell my marketers, what did you sell today?
Mm-hmm.
And they have to say, am I getting new customers? Do I have a new product? Do I have new communication channels? You know, narrow those to the simplest
purposes. What about delegating? Was that in the list?
No, they didn't talk about delegating.
Wow.
It really was in terms of, you know, how they face the decisions that they have to make.
The busy people I know don't do things they don't have to do.
Yeah, but that actually is more the choices. I think that's more managing. Yeah,
that's a good point.
Okay,
I'll buy that.
Right.
All right, I want to get to one more thing, unless you got a big one there, another big one with that particular one. How do we look 4 years younger?
Oh, this one's so easy. Smile.
Smile.
Simply smiling. There was a study. They asked 2,000 people how old a woman was in a picture. And the women that were smiling, 2 to 4 years younger than when they had a straight face or a sad face.
I believe it.
It's really true. And the interesting thing is, when you smile, try it now, Jim. Like, everyone listening, just put
a
smile on your face.
I hate smiling. You know me. I hate
smiling. Just take a smile.
Have you ever noticed that movies, that when movie stars take pictures, they're always smiling?
They are, but, I do this all the time. If I'm having an intense moment, I will force a smile on my face. Your whole body changes. There's chemical releases that occur in your body. Just the physical behavior of smiling.
See, I think probably in the human race, small business owners are probably looking younger than most people. You know why? Because half the time we're sitting at our desk thinking, laughing. I can't believe this is happening to me. It's to the point where we're laughing about it, right?
Well, I guess you laugh or cry. You know, I always
that's my point.
Yeah.
Here comes this elephant, you know, bearing down on you, or an alligator chomping at you, and all of a sudden you just start laughing. I can't believe this. This is funny.
You know, that's right. You either laugh or you cry. But now smiling is, and I do this regularly. That because with all the tensions and all the intensity of my day, I will literally take a smile break.
A smile will make your face look better for a long, long time.
It'll make you look younger, but it will also make you healthier.
And takes less muscles. Hey, I need a website quickly.
BottomLineInc.com.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen. Check that out and subscribe to their publication, Bottom Line Personal. You'll thank me later. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.